Hello, my name is John Schurman. I'm the curator for The Other Four. Welcome to the exhibition. The Other Four is a visually subdued exhibition where the artwork is primarily experienced through the other four senses. Sight tends to be our dominant sense, perhaps since we rose up onto two legs and came from our four-legged past. This exhibition has visual elements, of course, but for the most part, sight is not required to understand and experience the art. This exhibit has been designed to provide a richer lived experience by affecting all of the senses. So, of course, there are visual cues that will lead you through the gallery, but when you get to the artworks, there will be opportunities to use your other senses to really engage with the work. As you experience each artwork, you may want to press pause in this recording so that you have time to engage with the piece. You may want to take a moment now to read the introduction and the didactics at the entrance to the gallery. The show begins with Liza Sylvester's Taste and Smell Survey. Here you have an opportunity to begin your experience of the gallery with a taste and or a scent. They may or may not be familiar to you. Either way, the flavor and scent begin your journey into the show and will accompany you for at least a lingering while into the exhibition. You are invited at Liza's piece to document your descriptions and responses to them. We suggest doing so without naming the flavor or scent if you can. Instead, describe in words or sketch in pictures or diagrams the sensations you feel and the associations or notions that come to mind as you taste or smell what's been provided. Once you've documented these things, please insert them into the slot provided, and your information will become a record of this particular artwork. Now, if you walk toward the wall where the exhibition title is, and you go about halfway there, you will come to Ken Steinbeck's piece, Everybody Knows Everything. At first, you might not see it. You might hear a coin drop, though, or you might see coins on the floor. When you do see a coin or hear it, this is a very simple piece. Just pick one up, take it home, and ponder the message. Continuing ahead, then, turn left into the audiovisual room. This is a piece titled The Symphony of the Cosmos by Ida Shagasemi and Nima Hefezia. You may want to sit on the bench or one of the wood casings to really feel and enjoy the sounds that are being generated. This is a sound installation and depicts the unique sound of the sun, planets, and some of the moons in our solar system. On September 5th, the artists will perform an improvisational piece to accompany the sounds of the solar system. The instruments will be a piano primarily, and also the amazing vocals of Ida Shagasemi. Now, moving on from the soundscape, we will walk around the corner to Allison Hiltner's work, titled Tethers. Here, you can kneel down and listen to each orb, or pick one up and place it near your ear to listen. Once you've heard the sounds, you are also invited to open the plastic orbs and hold the pulsing lifelike mechanism. What does it remind you of? What do you notice? What does it cause you to remember or think about? When you are finished, please put the shell back in place. Now, continuing on our journey, walk to the two sculptures on concrete blocks. Listen to their gurgle and purring noises. You may also gently touch their surface, but please do not lift them out of their stand. What do these remind you of? What comes to mind? What sorts of lifelike organisms do these remind you of? The next piece of art is almost invisible, so look for the silver round label on the wall of the gallery. This is Pedram Balderi's Walling Talks, Talking Walls. If you place your ear on the wall, you will hear the artwork. There are two audio tracks playing in this same wall. Try to locate both and listen to them. What type of conversation is happening here? What is the confluence of music and words? What is the tension created by these two audio tracks? Now we will move on to Wendy Fernstrom's Common Sense. And that is sense, spelled S-C-E-N-T-S. The work is pretty self-explanatory, so I will simply say, enjoy as many as you like. From here, we need to backtrack just a little to the Jenga sculpture in the center of the gallery. This is Nooshin Hakim's Freedom of Movement of Human Rights. Notice the scent. Notice what the structure is made of. The artist has laser etched the soap with the Freedom of Movement document and cut the soap into Jenga blocks. Feel free to play Jenga by removing a bar. And if the tower has fallen, please rebuild it. Now we will move back where we left off before, back near Wendy Fernstrom's Common Sense. Just around the corner is Yevgenia Kaganovich's SGS/HED Handpiece number 2. Essentially, this is a glove that has been enhanced with tactile receptors. These things augment your hand with extra delicate feelers. Please be gentle, but feel free to try it on and gently touch something nearby. Touch your other arm. Touch one of the pieces on the wall. Touch the wall itself. What do these things feel like? How is it changed by the glove? Our next stop is just a step or two away. On the gallery wall, this is called The Other Side, and it's by an artist named David Bowen. The pinkish squares are 3D cutouts of a square on the exact opposite side of the Earth from Fargo, North Dakota. Each week, a new satellite scan is captured, rendered in 3 dimensions, and then routed out and hung on this wall so that you can touch the other side of the world. The video screen to your right shows the most recent image. The router cuts a new tile every Thursday in the gallery. The cutout is based on a 600 square mile section of the Indian Ocean, which is the opposite point from Fargo. From David Bowen's piece, we will move counterclockwise around the gallery to David Andre's Land Harp as recorded at Hay Creek. The artist allowed the natural currents of Hay Creek to play the strings of a harp which he recorded individually. These recordings are played back through the transducers before you. Please press one or more to your body and you will feel the harp as it's played by the creek. Each transducer represents a recording of a different string on the land harp. You can essentially get much of the concert by pressing multiple transducers to your body at one time. You may note that if you place the transducers on your skin directly, on your hands or on your head or jaw, you will get the most feeling and sound is transmitted in that way. The last work of art in the exhibition is by Irv Dell and is titled Not I Alone. These works are essentially a bridge back to the visual and ask you to use your imagination to stimulate the other 4 senses and your experience of this exhibition. Dell has taken 4 photographs from the collection of the museum and has asked himself, what are the sensual responses that I have to these photographs? He reinterpreted one of them for taste, 1 for sound, 1 for scent, and 1 for touch. And he has presented his responses to these photographs for you to consider. It's essentially him asking himself, what sense of touch comes to mind in this particular photograph for me? What sorts of tastes do I imagine for this photograph, etc.? The photographs are on one side of the object presented, while the artist's response is on the other. It's important to note that these responses are purely those of Irv Dell and are not ones that were necessarily intended by the original photographer.